Good morning. It's 5:45. This week, we've been looking at local organizations working to end sexual assault and domestic violence in a series called WKAR Connects. Our hope is that by highlighting groups such as EVE and the Firecracker Foundation, we can connect listeners who may need help but aren't sure where to turn. And another way people have been showing their support is to wear teal, the color to support sexual assault awareness. And because of the Larry Nassar case, teal is now the new green and white at MSU. I am speaking to Sierra Nicole Richards and also Anna Warble, both your juniors, and you are the co-creators of a Facebook frame that is teal. So Sierra, tell me a little bit about that, and then Anna, I'll have you jump in.
So this is all about basically our own campaign to help show that Spartans are supporting survivors. We're trying to get it out there that we have their back. And Anna was the one that actually had the original design, because for the Comart Sci logo, it's like that square with the Spartan. By creating this Facebook frame, we're kind of like making it public that we have your back, we support you, we're out there. So Anna did the original design, so can you talk about that?
We wanted to create this frame so that people within the college and students could show their support. And obviously still keeping the Spartan head there, showing we're still here, but we hear you and we want to acknowledge what's been going on. And we used the box of the updated Comart Sci logo, and then we flipped the helmet on the bottom and also made the logo teal.
Teal is the actual color to support sexual assault awareness.
Yeah.
So that's the color that we're seeing around campus at a lot of sporting events in the student sections. A lot of T-shirts. You'll see everyone wearing teal, correct?
Yeah.
Tell me, as students, how you're both feeling with everything going on campus.
I think there's more support now. I think it was a very big event and definitely shook the campus, but I think it's also brought us closer together. I think there's a lot more community, there's a lot more support, and like people are realizing there is all these groups to support you. There is all these like there's the inclusion committee, there's like a bunch going on to help us heal as a college, I feel.
Mm-hmm. And as a female, how do you feel?
It's obviously very tragic to see all of this going on, but at the same time, it's nice that people are finally paying attention to this issue that's been going on for years and years, and that people are finally concerned about it and wanting to do something about it. So hopefully with all this attention on the issues that have been going on, we'll be able to stop them from happening in the future.
So going back to this Facebook frame that you both co-created, how did that make you feel to create this and to see it? Did you guys just start talking about it and say, hey, let's do this? Or tell me how it came to be.
It was actually in the office the few days before. We were kind of talking about like what the dean's response to everything would be and like what our response as a college is, like what's our responsibility. And I believe it was Nicole, our boss, who showed us the ad frames, and it was kind of like her idea, like, oh, this would be really cool. It's a way to show that like you personally support the cause.
Sierra, so how does it make you feel to have been kind of a part of this? I mean, it's a big deal.
I thought it was really cool because it's a way to get the word out there about the support, while also like reaching so many people. We ended up reaching about the post itself, reached about 50,000 people. So that's crazy. Over like 500 people used the frame. So the fact that it went as viral as it did and it got picked up by MSU, they reposted it. I think that just shows the success in the community that we all want to show our support.
So your number one priority right now as students and having created this Facebook frame, Sierra?
I thought like the biggest priority was making it shareable just so it could reach so many people and so many people could be like affected by it. So the fact it was a Facebook frame, a lot of people, you can put it for temporary for like a week. And I think that was really cool, just reaching as many people as we could.
And how about you, Anna?
Just getting general awareness out there and having people be informed about what's going on.
Now I know the faces behind the Facebook frames. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Sierra Nicole Richards and Anna Warbles. They are juniors at Michigan State University, the co-creators of the Teal Facebook frame to show support for the survivors of Larry Nassar. It is 5:50.